Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
I saw two stories yesterday. The first one came from Eswatini, right? Swati Times. So, Jacob Zuma's daughter, Nomcebo, who's 22 years old, who married into royalty, I think, last year.
Yes.
Which is his Thembu Eswatini, has now returned back home. Ew. She's saying she hasn't seen her husband in months. And the husband, being the king, has sent a delegation to her home. And kind of like busy. Head office, SAMK. That's also pretty fair, but it's okay. So they've sent that delegation. We'll see how that transpired. And then a friend of mine, DJ Lemonka, sent a tweet yesterday saying, hey, this has been a tough year. I now respect people that leave employment without a plan. And I said to him, nah. I got it, but you should never ever do that. Mm-hmm. These two stories got me thinking about two things generally in life, mm-hmm. right? The purpose of life, I believe, is to discover. And through discovery, sometimes you have to endure. Now, mm-hmm. don't get me wrong. I'm not saying people should stay in a situation that doesn't favor them, right? Mm-hmm. But life is not easy. Life is topsy-turvy. And in fact, sometimes going through the thing and finding a solution in a better way, that's what builds the character, as opposed to just receding and running away. How do you feel about this, Saul?
Sometimes you can run away. You know, there's things like Zuma's daughter, for example. She's from a polygamous marriage. She obviously was told by abaphambili, maybe her mom or the other mothers within, I don't know what they call them, within the arrangement. And she knew the expectations. And some things in life, you realize that they are not for you. And it's not a matter of giving up. Life itself is tough. And fortunately, well, with life, a lot of us don't have that option to opt out. But there's things that you can opt out of in life, and you make wrong decisions and you find that you're not cut out for this. And for me, there's nothing wrong. When you've tried, though, to fix the things, when you've tried to endure, then you realize that this thing right here is going to kill me. Let me recede.
Okay. That's part of the growth process, I think. Because as Saul says, there are times when you try something, obviously with good intentions, because nobody starts anything with bad intentions. Yeah. But then as you keep going, you're like, you know what? I'm actually not growing through this pain. You know, growth, it comes with pain, but I'm not growing through this pain.
So it's actually called growing pains, actually.
Yeah, but it's actually just detrimental to me. Leave, Joe, for your own sanity. You'll figure it out. It's parakenge. Sometimes, yeah. You know, you need that moment to just step back and then, you know, pull yourself towards yourself and try again.
I liked Saul's point that in this instance, and as much as she comes from a polygamous family, it's one thing to come from a polygamous family and it's one thing to be married to a king. Because in that instance, yes, it's a polygamous marriage, but this man has a responsibility beyond just his wives, but to a nation. So it would be difficult. And that was the experience only she could have been the one to experience. Nobody else, because yes, the former president as well was committed to the nation while he had wives, but I think it's on a larger scale with Inkosi Makhosetive. So it would be difficult. I just wish that Mabamyala, when she was going into this union, they should have indicated the challenges that come with being in a polygamous union with Inkosi, because really the responsibilities are a lot. At the beginning, she was traveling with him, and I think that set the wrong impression for her. But it's because, firstly, Begalipovela, she was a girlfriend to the king, so they were traveling and everything. And I think she assumed that this was what was going to happen, and that perhaps as the last wife or the youngest, you become a favorite. But no, Inkosi yalinganisa, there will be equality. So that's what happened.
But you guys are missing the point. This isn't necessarily about a marriage or a job per se. I'm talking about in life difficulties. There's any difficulty that you encounter. Are you the sort of person that retreats from it? Or do you go through it and learn from it?
For me, it depends. I mean, I've done what Lemonka was talking about, leaving a job without a plan. I've done it before, where you just know, if I stay here, I am going to commit suicide. So, and I'll figure it out pambili. It happens where a situation is so bad that you actually need to save yourself from it.
Maybe I've never gone through something that difficult, because I've never left a thing, and I'm not talking about work. I would rather go through the difficulty.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, I'd be like, phew, damn, I've been through plenty of difficult times in business, right?
It depends, though.
And I've never given up.
It depends. There are some difficulties where you're like, you know what? I am better off just retreating from this thing. Maybe I'll take it from a different angle, but this angle that I'm trying to take is not the one.
Yeah, it's relative. Mm. It's relative. There's instances where it's best to walk away, and there are those where they will build character, go through it. So you must just, you know, weigh your options.
Have you ever gone through fire, and then do you know how invincible you feel on the other side of fire?
Yeah.
You just look at it and you go, I'm on the Manglane Lawa. I've been through the most. Give us a shout and let us know, man. No retreat, no surrender. Do you go through the fire, or are you one of those that's like, I am not trying to get burnt?
Be careful when you make such decisions, because especially career-wise, because if you check, most of people who do that and come out well and find better jobs or better avenues are those who have backup, whether it's from parents or it's from their partners or spouses. So if you're not from a well-off family, I relax about fair too. I'm a application with employment. I can tell you from person who worked from Okana, did thousands of applications. So hey, be careful. Stay there, rather leave a job with another job.
Yeah, never leave money unless it's for more money. And never leave dough on the table, because hey, as you say, unemployment, money will manage. Some of this is also just about mental fortitude. And I'm by no means saying anybody's weak, but sometimes you just have to go through a tough time, because that's just what life dictates.
Morning, guys. Pumzile here. Lalelani, mina, yo ngiyawuthanda umlilo. Ngiyawuthanda umlilo. Like, I go through the fire. I go through the fire. Obviously, I say this within reason, because I choose my battles, but mina, and not by profession, ne, marangi firefighter.
I wouldn't say ngiyawuthanda, but igojemlilweni.
I hear you, but there are times when walking away is not a loss; it's actually a win.
When you know, it's interesting to hear you say this, because you are also a person that walks through fire.
Yes, but over the years, I've learned to choose my battles wisely. Certain battles, I'm like,
But you can walk through fire gracefully. Nobody needs to know who to be, Asha. Honestly, like,
imagine.
But we don't need to know who to Shanenji.
Imagine.
Just take it in your stride.
Yeah.
To retreat and regroup is a power move, man, because it affords you the time to reflect and self-introspect on your contribution and to understand the subject or the reason for going through the struggle a bit better. Then grow and challenge it again.
Well, yes, you are correct in that it does give you time to introspect, but it robs you of the lesson you would have learned at the core of the moment, because that you need experience for.
Seriously, I once did that, quit my job with no plan in place, like no backup plan, nothing, right? And I paid my rent 6 months in advance, and I just prayed, like, God, this is what I've done. I know I didn't consult you, but this is what I've done, and you have 6 months now to make things happen for me. And 6 months, by the end of 6 months, I had gotten a new job. Why I left was because I noticed a pattern with the employees at the company that I used to work for. They had nothing, Cesar. They were there for 15, 20 plus years, but they had nothing. A lot of them had nothing to show for it. And my fear was, I was so young that I feared becoming those people. I feared that they did not inspire one to be better. They did not inspire greatness, do you understand? And I feel like if you spend enough time around people, that's who you ultimately become. So I was just scared becoming one of them.
You know, sometimes it's always best to always be prepared. So the way I was applying for the past 2 years for better opportunities, it's like I knew I was going to be in the situation I was 4 weeks ago, where I had to make a decision, and the best decision was for me to resign. Just on the day when I resigned, got a call for an interview the next day, got the offer, much better offer. So yeah, sometimes you really, really have to make sure that, you know, you're always ready for those opportunities, upskilling, researching, improving ourselves, man.
Yeah, agreed. So listen, I want to close it off by saying the world is not fair, first of all. Life isn't fair. And generally, life doesn't get easier. It doesn't matter what level of life you get to. So you may think that maybe having more money will make your life easier. Then there's emotional distress that comes with having money. There's social pressures that come with having money. Because of maybe your family, people then depend on you more because you have money. The idea is you're supposed to build coping mechanisms to deal with all of that that comes at you, right? Because a difficulty will never stop. There's no such thing as an easy life. And so once you understand that, then you understand that, okay, everything that comes at you is brought to you for a reason. Even the Bible will say this. And once you go through it, you'll be a lot stronger and a lot better for it.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.